With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. Montana's firefighting fund will run dry by the end of the week, forcing state officials to begin drawing money from emergency reserves to keep crews and equipment on the front lines of the country's worst collection of wildland fires. As of today, more than $168 million of mostly federal money has gone into battling about 80 large fires that have charred more than 400,000 acres statewide. The State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation says the spending has included almost all of the $32 million set aside in the state's fire response fund. That fund had been twice as large, but state lawmakers siphoned away about half the money to cover revenue shortfalls in the state budget. State Budget Director Dan Villa stressed that other money is available when the fund is depleted. Montana Senator John Tester talked about firefighting costs today in Billings. He visited the Interagency Fire Command Center there and, again, criticized the U.S. Forest Service's budgeting process. He says over half of the U.S. Forest Service's budget goes toward fighting wildfires.
And by the way, they're predicting in 10 years it'll be two-thirds.
That's one of the reasons why Tester is advocating for Congress to reclassify wildfires as natural disasters, which would then allow the state to tap into federal emergency funds directly, rather than applying for FEMA relief grants.
This idea has been around now for 5 years that I know of, and we haven't been able to get it passed. But we're going to continue to advocate. The truth is the fire seasons are getting longer and more intense, and we need to start dealing with it in a different way. Otherwise, there isn't the money to do the kind of work, particularly in the woods, that will help prevent the explosiveness of these fires.
Tester said he asked firefighters on the line at fires near Seeley Lake in Lincoln last week if Montana is getting everything it needs to fight the fires here.
And they said that they were in good shape. They said resources are very thin because of the fires that are going on all over the country. But so far, so good.
Tester said he learned from state and federal fire managers at the meeting today that money for restoration efforts, once a fire is contained, may not be as big of an issue as what he thought initially. But he said he'll make sure Congress knows that federal financial resources allocated toward fighting fires across the nation take into account all the resources necessary for restoration efforts.
There's going to have to be some dollars for restorative work, and we will do our level best on the Interior Subcommittee, of which I sit, to make sure they have the resources to do that, because that's a critical part of the ecosystem and it's a critical part of the resource.
There are currently 14 large fires burning in Montana and numerous smaller ones. Firefighters continue to snuff out new fires almost daily that were started by both lightning strikes and people. In the past week alone, firefighters in northwest Montana attacked more than 40 small wildfires, and there's no end in sight for this summer's active fire season. But as Nikki Wollett reports, they're about to get some big help.
That is the Blackhawk coming in right there.
Wyatt Frampton, a fire aviation manager with the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, joins a dozen firefighters stepping out of a hangar at the Kalispell City Airport to watch the Blackhawk helicopter touch down.
So it'll fly in tandem with our state helicopter, 94 Mike, and they will fly together and suppress fires that they're called to.
The massive chopper is on loan from the Montana National Guard as part of the resource sharing enabled by a state of fire emergency declared by Governor Steve Bullock last month.
We've been extremely effective at sharing the resources that we do have and are going to be further boosted by this addition from the National Guard.
The Black Hawk comes with a 670-gallon bucket and two sets of flight crews, that's nine people, to help the DNRC in its main objective to fight initial attack on new wildfire starts.
And initial attack is our primary way of reducing fire suppression costs, as well as reducing firefighter exposure to the hazards of fighting fire. By keeping the fires small, we reduce firefighter exposure on the line.
In addition to the Black Hawk, two Montana National Guard Chinook helicopters were assigned to the Myers-Whetstone Ridge Fire southwest of Phillipsburg earlier this month. Other resources, including mapping and super scooper planes, bulldozers, excavators, engines, and firefighters, are on loan from across the state, country, and even down from Canada. Frampton calls the constantly changing requests for and fulfillment of resources.
It's an exercise in coordination.
He says this do-si-do of equipment will likely continue through the end of fire season.
Current trends are indicating that fire season is still a long ways from over. Forecasts continue to show hot, dry, and windy conditions, so currently there is no end in sight.
Since the start of August, Flathead County has dispatched firefighters to 38 wildland fires and 47 illegal burns. Campfire restrictions are in place across all of Montana. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.